Which one of these sounds like you? Paycheck day comes and you have a sense of excitement, of relief, or gratitude. Or maybe when the paycheck day comes, you have a sense of anxiousness, of fear, of, oh my goodness, we're living paycheck to paycheck. This thing is not getting any better. Or maybe it's a feeling, you have a feeling of it's a mix of both. Whatever the case may be, what if I told you that a simple paycheck routine is going to change that? It's going to help you feel like a rock star every single paycheck. So stay tuned because that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. You are listening to Her Dinero Matters, the podcast helping Latinas have increased confidence and control over their finances. My name is Jen Hempel, and as an accredited financial counselor, my mission is to help you be more confident and simplify your finances so you can save more, get out of debt quicker, and build your wealth. As of January 2024, in the U.S., people are saving approximately 3.8% of their income. So to put it in dollars, if the income for simple math is $1,000, people are saving $38 of that $1,000, which isn't a whole lot. It's better than nothing, but it isn't a whole lot. And when it comes to living paycheck to paycheck, about 60% of people in the U.S. are living paycheck to paycheck. So they are they receive their paycheck. Maybe they pay their bills, maybe they save, and maybe they're scrambling at the end of the month or until their next pay period to make ends meet. So that's living paycheck to paycheck. Of course, I come from a perspective that with a little bit of planning, some changes, you can make a difference, and with a paycheck routine. So that's what I'm going to talk about, a paycheck routine. And even though this episode is about giving you that paycheck routine, I'm not just going to give you the paycheck routine and call it a wrap, because there are some steps that you do need to take. There are some things that you need to be mindful of so you can make sure that that paycheck routine is a success. So are you ready to get into today's episode? Let's get it started. This is typically what happens when a paycheck comes in. The paycheck hits the account. You feel good seeing that money, or maybe stressed, like we talked about earlier. Some bills get paid. You do some spending. Maybe you do some saving or investing, or maybe you are automatically doing that from your paycheck to your 401k. But then a lot of times people are wondering, okay, if I made this much and I have this amount of expenses, what happened to the rest of the money? What happened to all the money? And you find yourself, or maybe you're just finding yourself living paycheck to paycheck and scrambling each pay period, trying to figure things out, how you're going to make it until you get your next paycheck. So before your paycheck and doing your paycheck routine, you want to make sure that you account for all the money, all the dollars. So what do I mean by accounting for? I'm not talking about counting the money, which you can, but what I want you to do is make sure that every single dollar that comes into your bank account has something to do, has a purpose, has a job. And this essentially is what the budget does. You assign each dollar something to do. All right. So you want to give every single dollar a job. And what I mean by that is sometimes we tend to see the paycheck coming in and we just take care of the bills and maybe some savings and that's it. But we really aren't mindful of what's left over. So that's what we need to know. We need to understand what that bottom line is. So there's money coming in and there's expenses going out. So for the whole month, with that money coming in and you take out all your expenses, what is left over? That's your bottom line. If you don't know that number, you're potentially losing money. And a lot of people don't want to know that bottom line because they're scared, because maybe it's going to be in the negative or maybe it's at zero. But if it's in the positive, you're losing money. If it's at zero, you're just using up all your money. If it's at negative, you're overspending, and you need to know by how much, because you can't change your situation if you don't do something about it. And to do something about it, you need to understand your bottom line. You need to understand what you're working with. So again, the bottom line is essentially taking all your income, subtracting your expenses, and what is that number, right? So don't be, it's just a number. If you're afraid of it, just remember that this is just a number. You need to know where you're at to take steps forward, to make some changes that really benefit you. So you need to know that. And I'm really a big fan of a zero-based budget, which is essentially the same thing in terms of giving your money a job, but you want to give all the dollars a job. So in a way, it's like living paycheck to paycheck, but in a more positive way. Because when we think about living paycheck to paycheck, we are left scrambling to see how we make ends meet. But when you do a zero-based budget, it's kind of living paycheck to paycheck, but you're doing something positive with it, meaning you are putting towards your emergency savings. Maybe you're putting towards investing. Maybe you're putting towards extra towards your debt, whatever that may be. So it's a different perception of paycheck to paycheck, if you will, because you are, quote unquote, using up all the money. So to help you work through the before paycheck routine, I've actually have a new resource. It's called the Dinero Pulse, and it's a weekly check-in for your money. Now, it's on my website. It's free. And if you haven't checked out the website, you're going to see some nice changes. It's so beautiful. We have a new look on the website, and I hope you like it. But back to the Dinero Pulse. So it's a free resource. It's a weekly check-in for your money. It's a worksheet to really help you have a better understanding of your finances, and so you can be better in tune with it. And it also comes with some emails that accompany it that is just basically help you really dive deeper into this worksheet so you can get better use out of it. So you can just go simply to my website. When you check out the show notes, you'll find it super easily. JenHemphill.com. You'll find the Dinero Pulse. So go check it out, because it's going to supplement what you're going to be learning in this episode. So before we get into the paycheck routine, I also want to talk about something else. So we talked about what typically happens. We've talked about really making sure that all your money has something to do. Because when your money doesn't have anything, when you don't account for all your dollars, and if you have some extra money sitting around, it's going to disappear. And that's when you're wondering, where did your money go? Well, it's because you didn't account for it. You didn't give it something to do. So therefore, it just went elsewhere, eating out or doing fun things. And you weren't cognizant of that. All right. So if you're thinking, you're telling me to give all my money a job, which means you can do automatic transfers, the bill pay, online bill pay, all that stuff. But maybe you're fearing that you don't have enough to do that. If you set up this transfers to savings or automatic bill pay, what if the money's not there when it goes to be transferred or when it goes to be paid? And that's something people fear, right? So to avoid, to really prevent that, you just have to make sure that your budget is accurate, that your plan is accurate. And I would suggest that you have a few accounts for serving different purposes. And I've talked about it in different episodes, because your accounts serve as your system to implement your plan, and your plan is your budget. So you create your budget, which is your plan for your money, and then you have to implement that plan. And to implement that plan, you need a system. So these can be your accounts. I suggest that because if you are visual like me, it's just easier, but there's other ways. There's not one way. It's just my suggestion, and you have to pick the way that works best for you. So if you choose to have different accounts and they serve different purposes, you can have one account that is a billing account. And so your money comes in, and from there you pay all your bills. Because then if you try to do all the things from that account, it can get messy. And that just makes things clearer. And so you know that if you have a set amount of money there that you need for the bills, and you're not using it to go get groceries or eating out, where you can maybe go a little over on what you spend, well, you know that money is going to be there. There's no question about it, unless you intentionally take some money out of that account. So you have a billing account, which the whole purpose is to pay the bills. You have enough, you just need to put enough money in there where you have enough for the bills as they come. Then a spending account is just really look at your budget, see what you set up for groceries or gas, those type of things, and set that money in that account on a monthly basis. So therefore, this is just solely the whole purpose is for your daily expenditures. All right. Then you have a savings account, right? Whether emergency savings, right? I call it occasional expenses. Some people say sinking funds. Some people call it other things. I just call it for what it for what it is, occasional expenses. So you want to set up an account where you put money aside for your gifts, for clothing, things that don't come every single month. And therefore, you're setting some money aside. You're saving for those things. And when those come due, you have money for it. Now, again, I like to separate them because it's just easier to see what you have. And if you separate the bills, the money for the bills from the groceries, you know, it's not going to, if you go over on groceries, it's not going to impact the money that you really set out for bills. So I like doing that. It makes it a lot easier. I encourage you to try it and see if that works for you. The other part of this, of course, you have, hopefully, if your job has that benefit of the 401k, that you automatically set up the transfer as well. Now, I mentioned why I'm a big fan of giving your money a job, because if you don't, I mentioned that it just disappears. And let me tell you a recent story that I still have to fix. Yours truly has to implement some of the guidance that I talk about. So recently, my husband received a small pay raise. So with a small pay raise, usually I redo the budget and make sure I give that money, extra money, something to do. Well, guess who has not done that? Me. So therefore, that money he has been receiving for several months now, guess where it's at? Your guess is as good as mine, because I didn't account for it. It's not there, right? So that is a big reason why I'm so adamant that we need to give that money a job, because it will happen to the best of us, all right? Or maybe, you know, we've been talking about why you may fear to give your money a job and do these automatic transfers or online bill pay, automated bill pay. Maybe you have been living paycheck to paycheck, and that's your reality. And it could, if you are in that position where you find yourself scrambling, definitely get clear what your bottom line is. Again, your income minus your expenses. Definitely get clear on that, because you'll know if it is in the negative. It's better to know by how much, because that just means you're spending more than you have. And therefore, you can assess, can I spend less in some areas, or do I just need to earn more money? And if I do need to earn more money, you know how much you will need to cover what that negative number, right? To make it a positive number. So make sure that if you are in that situation, that you, well, in all situations, you really want to do the bottom line. I really understand the bottom line. But if you are scrambling every single pay period trying to figure out how to make ends meet until the next paycheck, you really need to know what's going on there. You're just not earning enough income and you have to figure that out. And if so, I would be smart about it instead of just getting another job. And especially if you're busy, figure out by how much is it that you need, right? So you know exactly what you need and you work smarter, not harder. All right. So now for the routine. I've talked enough and have given you some of the things that I want you to consider and think about. So therefore, when you implement this paycheck routine, it's easier. What is the routine? Number one, you want to check your income. Make sure if it's the same, maybe you've had an increase in pay. And I just mentioned what my mistake here. If you have had an increase in pay, make sure that you give that money a job. Especially if you're in a position where your income fluctuates, just make sure that you give that money a job. And if you've automated this, it just makes life a whole lot easier if you automate that amount that extra amount, it just makes things a whole lot easier. So first, check to see the income, because sometimes it's depending on your situation. Maybe you have an increase in income, maybe your income fluctuates and that average monthly income that you make is more this month or the next month. So you want to know by how much and give that money a job. So with a routine, you want to first pay your needs first. And by needs, I mean, yes, your household stuff, your food, your mortgage or rent, utilities, transportation, things that you need on a daily basis. But I also consider a need saving for that emergency fund, because life does happen and that's going to help prevent unnecessary debt. So I consider that a need as part of one of the first things that you want to pay first. And then the other thing, and under this category of paying your needs first, is your retirement. You want to prepare for your future. So make sure that you're investing in a retirement plan and a Roth. If your job has a 401k, whatever that may be for you, do what you can with what you have. Number two, and you know, first you want to check your income. Then you want to pay your needs first. The third thing, I shouldn't say number two, the third thing is you want to take care of your debt, the minimum, extra payments if you can, if at all possible. Number three, set aside for those occasional expenses. And I didn't talk what occasional expenses were earlier. So simply occasional expenses are those expenses that don't come fixed on a month-to-month basis. So it could be gifts, it could be travel, it could be clothes, it could be some sort of bill that comes annually or semi-annually or quarterly. It could be any of those things. So basically, it's an expense that you're not used, that you don't pay on a monthly basis. You pay it occasionally. If you want to know and go into more detail about occasional expenses, we did that in episode 372. I did a solo episode in 372, so I encourage you to check that out. So again, you want to first make sure that income is the same, or if it's increased, you want to give that money a job. Two, you want to pay your needs first, and under needs is your household stuff, your utilities, your rent, your food, transportation, all that good stuff. Also under needs is your emergency funds. You want to prevent any unnecessary debt. And under needs as well as preparing for retirement. Make sure you set some money aside for retirement. Do what you can with what you have. Then number three is pay. If you have debt, take care of that debt. At least the minimum, but if at all possible, do extra payments. Number four is setting aside for those occasional expenses. And you can check out episode 372 for more information. And number five is set some fun money aside. If you can, set some fun money aside, because then you're doing all this work. And yes, sometimes you have to sacrifice. Maybe sometimes you're not going to have that fun money. But if you can, look to see what you can do to set aside 30, 50, I don't know, 20, 100, depending on your situation, for you to spend, to splurge, to do what you want with it. So therefore, you're not just taking care of your finances for the, you know, whether saving for the future or investing and all that, but you're also enjoying right now. And that enjoying right now is going to keep you going in these other things and keep you motivated, because you're also enjoying the now, enjoying that money at this moment. So that is a paycheck routine. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that this really maybe gave you an aha moment, or made you think a little differently about what you're doing right now. I definitely encourage you to really do a paycheck routine. Take what I said and just implement what you can. Again, as a recap, we talked about what typically happens when a paycheck comes in. We talked about that before your paycheck, and even doing, you know, before you receive the paycheck, and even doing the paycheck routine, you want to account for all the money. You want to make sure you have a budget in place. You give your money a job. Then you want to have a system. So basically, if you're afraid of giving money a job, maybe it's because everything's all together and visually you can't see what's happening, and you're paying your bills, you're going out to eat, you're going to groceries, and maybe you went out to eat more than usual, and then so you spend more than usual, and then there's not enough for an upcoming bill, right? But if you separate it, that's going to help you and make life a whole lot easier. So the routine, even though I repeat it a couple times, again, check your income, make sure if it's more than usual, account for that, give that money a job, pay your needs first. Needs are your household stuff, emergency savings, retirement, pay your debt, set aside for occasional expenses, and set aside some fun money. It doesn't matter how little or how, you know, just make sure that you have some fun with your money. And remember that to really support you and supplement what we've talked about, I do have that new resource called The Dinero Pulse available for you on my website. So go check that out. Go download it. Again, it's free. You have nothing to lose. It's going to help you. So go get it. Next week, we're going to be talking with new author, but not new to the podcast, Gigi Gonzalez, about her new book, Cultura and Cash. So you don't want to miss that. Bueno, pues that is everything. Thank you so much for choosing this podcast to listen to today. I know you had a whole lot of podcasts to choose from, but you chose to hang out with us today. So I'm grateful. You can check out the show notes over at jenhempel.com/392. That is jenhempel.com/392. Plus, in the show notes, you're also going to see some helpful recommendations of other similar episodes that you can listen to. So make sure that you check it out, especially if you love today's episode. Remember that being the reina starts now simply by claiming it. I believe in you, and so should you. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.